Did you, we're only here every 3 or 4 OTAs, but it seemed like you spent even more time throwing the canvas this offseason. Is that true, or just in general?
Yeah, a good fair amount. Got some good work in all this offseason, so I'm just trying to build, just leading up to this upcoming season. Got a lot going on right now. Lady's pregnant and all, so just trying to spend time with the family and still be here and be able to work too as well. So, juggle everything in one.
Is there anything that stood out to you so far just about Jameis' development? I know he's put a lot of work in during this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, first off, he was able to spend a lot of time in, you know, rehabbing the shoulder and strengthening the back up and, you know, doing everything he could do to, you know, get it to 100%. I think, you know, the miles of ours, you know, odds, I think that was the plan, was to get it back healthy first and foremost before anything. So even throughout some practices, you know, really not coming out throwing just to kind of protect him, make sure he was all right first and foremost. So I think at that point now he's feeling better and confident and strengthening his arm. So I definitely could see his strength is back to, you know, regular. But I say it's still a process. I think, you know, everybody's just taking a day at a time.
Cam Braid had said he really noticed the difference in the offseason in Jameis' deep balls. Is that something you've noticed?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I think his strength is back to 100, you know, and just trying to get it back, the accuracy as well, too, and, you know, just judging the deep passes down the field. And, you know, them are, you know, kind of the ones that, you know, you get your judge out of because you're going down the field. It's, you know, you're running at a speed and, you know, judging his arm strength is one thing, but, you know, getting the accuracy together as well, too. So just trying to, you know, get everything back into that form where, you know, it's game week, game season mode, and, you know, we got a big season ahead of us. That's what we're looking forward to. So I think one step at a time, but everything is on the right track.
Dirk was saying yesterday that Chris Godwin makes a highlight every practice, it seems, throughout these OTAs and now minicamp. With his progress, with the addition of you guys, is this one of the best receiving groups potentially in the NFL this year?
You know, I would hope so. Being a part of that, you know, that's what we can strive for, and going out there and just competing, and, you know, anytime our number's called, just making a big play or, you know, the right play at the right time. So, you know, if that's what it calls going through the season and we're able to show, you know, the product of going out there and making plays and big plays to help our team win games, I mean, that's what we all strive for.
I know you guys all play different positions, but have you, and when they go into that sub pack and you go 3 wide, are you playing more in a slot, or is that someplace you'd like? Or
wherever it is, I'm gonna go play. So hopefully we could get moved around a little bit, play inside, play outside, you know, slot, come out the back foot. I mean, whatever it is that Monk and Dirk is calling up, you know, right. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Have they done more to try to get the ball to you in space? I mean, I know you can go over the top all day and beat guys that way, but, I mean, have they done a better job of trying to design things for you?
I mean, like I said, it's still early, and we're still just going through, you know, our overall packages and stuff. So I think once the season comes, you know, that's more packaging and gameplay that or game plan that we'll be in. But right now it's still early, and we're just still doing basic stuff. So it's still hard to still.
What's the biggest difference in Chris Godwin since last season?
Chris, since last year, I mean, Chris came in, he was making big plays. He's a big physical receiver. You know, he's still agile. He could get open and create space. So, just year two for him. He's probably a little more confident. And, you know, I liked him since last year as well, too. He's a good addition to have with, you know, me, Hump, and Mike, obviously. So, I think he'll be able to, you know, make a big impact as well, too, this year.
Sean, I know you guys are limited in what you can do in these 3 days. What are you looking to get out of this mini camp?
Oh, the hot weather, the sun. Feels great out here. But I mean, obviously, just gelling together with the guys, just, you know, kind of building. Obviously, last year was a tough year for us, and, you know, we was very disappointed and upset about that. So I think everyone has a job and an objective to do, which is come in this year and try to, you know, just take care of or take advantage of our opportunities. We felt last year we kind of got behind the eight ball, and you know, it was tough to fight through that. But you know, this year we have a fresh start. Hopefully everybody can come together collectively and, you know, start fresh and finish strong.
I know you because of last year, do you feel a heightened sense of security or urgency around here?
Yeah, I mean, when your record is 5-11, I would think everybody in the building has a sense of urgency to, you know, want to go out there and change that perspective of showing that, you know, our roster definitely doesn't don't match up with our record. So I think, you know, everyone has a responsibility to do, including myself, and I'm going to go out there, put the work in, and hopefully it shows this season.
I know you have former Eagles on the team, so you could pick their brains, but are there any guys on the Eagles that you're former teammates with that you talked with this offseason, just picking their brain, why it worked for them, what clicked for them?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, talking to Vinny, that now he's here. You know, when I was in Philly, he was there. He was a younger cat. So, you know, just kind of talking to him to see kind of what they did and, you know, what they installed over there and what they kind of created was basically kind of similar to when I was there. So it's kind of the same thing that I'm basically familiar with, but it's just going out there and just being confident and having fun and just playing football.
Did you get a sense it was more a schematic thing for them or a locker room thing?
I mean, it was everything, you know, locker room, the coaching to, you know, front office. I mean, I think, you know, when you have dynasties and you have teams that go through that path and win, you know, championships, I think it's just not one player, one coach, or, you know, one person in the front office. I think togetherly, you know, gathering everything, it's like, you know, it's a sense, it's like a sauna that you get that, you know, everybody's on the same page and we're, you know, going to do the best for one another.
How much is going to help having that building this year where you guys utilize it during the hottest time of the year, which you didn't have last season?
I think it'll be good. I mean, regardless of how hot it is, I don't think Dirk's going to, you know, say we're going to go in there just because it's hot. If anything, probably the rain or, you know, if it's lightning and thunder, you know, a lot of times we're able to, you know, cancel practice sometimes if it's lightning and thunder. But now, you know, we're able to, you know, not miss a step and still go in there and get work. So, you know, the AC feels good in there, you know, and obviously it's turf still, but, you know, I prefer grass because it's a little lighter on your joints and stuff. So, I mean, you know, if it rains, we'll be right in there working. We ain't gonna get no day off.
Deshaun, you mentioned last year, and like most players, you're probably your worst critic. Mm-hmm. Being the second year in this offense, what are you looking to improve on most?
You know, me, anytime I get opportunity to, you know, get the ball in my hands and make a play, I mean, that's, you know, what I live and strive for. So, just trying to take, you know, advantage of the opportunities and make more out of my opportunities. And, you know, when I do have a chance to, you know, either light the score up or make a big play, I mean, that's, you know, what I want to contribute and bring to this team. So that's my objective. That's what I want to do and just continue to, you know, be a complete player, complete receiver, and just help, you know, the young guys that, you know, probably don't know things or asking to learn or, you know, whatever it is. Maybe if I could, you know, help or teach, whatever it is. You know, I've played a lot of football, and like I said, going on year 11, I know a lot about this game. So whatever it is I'm asked to get called on to do, that's what I'm here for.
How does your body feel?
I feel great, man. I feel, you know, 31 years old, still feel good, still running fast. You know, so I'm ready for a long season and looking for a good one as well.
Sean, you have been in this league and seen how the league handles discipline. Your quarterback is appointed an 8 months in this investigation. Is that troubling to you that if these things drag out as long as they do without any kind of due process, or is it talked about at all on the team?
Not necessarily. I mean, we support each individual, you know, when you're going through a serious situation, especially when the league is investigating. So, you know, they have a system they go about. You know, you just got to, as a player, you got to, you know, vibe by that and just, you know, pray for the best. But, you know, I don't think nothing too worse will come out of that. You know, whatever happens, you learn from it, you move forward, and, you know, hopefully you don't have to, you know, deal with anything crazy. So
yeah,
we're all here to support each other.
There's a last question. Some policy. Have you guys discussed as a team what you're going to do?
Not necessarily. It's still fresh. It's still early. You know, a couple guys obviously are familiar with it and feel how they feel. But, you know, as a team, an organization, you know, we'll be getting together with the owners and be making a few meetings to see collectively the team what we're going to do and how we'll approach that situation. So, I mean, at the end of the day, everyone has rights. Everyone, you know, feels free to freedom of speech or however everyone feels. So you just got to respect that. It's a touchy subject, touchy topic, but, you know, at the end of the day, you just want to make sure everyone is respected and, you know, just show that, you know, whatever, however you feel, we appreciate and we care for how you feel. So that's what we'll do.
Thank you.
Thank you.